All right.
Okay,
that's okay. Okay, good vach again. And tonight is Motzei Shabbos, the 14th of February. Motzei Shabbos, Parshas Yisro. The major event, of course, described in Parshas Yisro is the Aseres HaDibros. And after the description of Aseres HaDibros, the Pasuk says, in Parakhov, Pasuk Tesvov, V'chol ha'om ro'im sa'kolos v'salapidim v'eskol ha'shofar v'esahor ha'shein, v'yar ha'om v'yonu v'yamdu merachok. The whole people, when they saw, they heard the sounds, and they saw the lightning, and they heard the sound of the shofar, and they saw the mountain smoking as it was. The Pasuk says, v'yar ha'om v'yonu v'yamdu merachok. The people saw this, and they shook, they trembled, they were shaking, and they stood from a distance. So the Baal HaTurim, commenting on that pasuk by Yarham by Yonu, he says, "Al kain misnanim b'shas limud haTorah l'fisha Torah nitna be'ema b'rasis b'zayim." From this pasuk is the mocker, is the source for the practice that we have, many people have, to shuckle, to sway back and forth on the learning, because the pasuk says the time of Matan Torah by Yarham by Yonu, they're all shaking, they're all trembling. So whenever we learn Torah, that's the Baal HaTurim quotes. Whenever we learn Torah, again, I'll read you his loshim. Mikalkein misnanim, we sway b'shas limud haTorah fisha Torah nitna be'ema b'rasis of Isaiah. Earlier on, the pasuk, that's the pasuk here. Well, maybe they shook more. I don't know, but they stood still. I don't know. Earlier on, also it says again before the Aseres HaDibros it describes. It says that on that day, vayhi bayom hashlishi, that's in. Pasuk early on in Pasuk Tez Zion, Pasuk Tez, Vayi Vayom Hashlishi B'Yosabok Vayi Kolos Uvrokim. And the third day in the morning, there were sounds and thunder and Vanan Kaved Al Hahar and a heavy cloud on the mountain. We call Shofar Chazak Mod, a strong shofar again. Vayechrad Kolam Asher Mach, and everybody was trembling. Everybody was frightened. So we see from these psukim that the trembling was sort of a part of the experience of Matan Torah. But specifically, in terms of an ongoing or a long-lasting practice that many people have, the Baal HaTurim draws this connection to the minig to shakel, to sway back and forth when learning Torah. The concept of Matan Torah being be'ema over reses with a certain sense of fear and trembling is something the Gemara mentions the halacha in other contexts. For example, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph says that a person who is a Baal Keri is not permitted to learn. A Baal Keri means a person who's had sexual relations or a discharge of Zera. So such a person, Medina de Gemara, from before the Gemara, so a person has Tumah, he has to go to the mikveh. That's the mocha that people, certain people go to the mikveh every day, but before davening. But the Gemara in Brachos, Chav Beis Amud Aleph says, the Tanya, V'odatam levanecho v'inecho siv basrei yom asher amadato lefnei Hashem v'kecha b'chorev. There are two psukim in Chumash Dvarim, in Perek Dalet, where it's one pasuk talks about Talmud Torah, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It says, V'odatam levanecho v'levnei vanecho, you should teach the Torah to your children, your grandchildren, and so on. V'chsiv basrei, the next pasuk says, yom asher amadato lefnei Hashem v'kecha b'chorev. Reminiscent of the day when you stood before HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Chorev. So the Gemara says, Ma'alo halon, be'emo, be'yiro, v'reses, v'zeah, just like at Harsina, the people stood in fright and fear and trembling and shaking and so on. So afkan, be'emo, be'yiro, v'reses, v'zeah. So too, a person's mood when involved in Talmud Torah, in the midst of Talmud Torah, should be sort of reminiscent of Harsina. There should be a certain trembling, a certain awe, a certain reverence that is present when a person learns. And again, the Baal HaTurim says that's the mocker for swaying, for shaking, for shuckling when learning. Similarly, the Gemara in Yuman Davdal on the days says that this was something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Moshe to be aware of. That's why it says, Vayikra Moshe, that Moshe was summoned. So one of the opinions in the Gemara says, Ramasim and Chorosh Omer lo bo hakosuv elo la'ayem olav, kidei shetehei Torah nitna be'ema b'reses u'b'zeah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the message to become clear that the Torah is given in a spirit, in a mood of reverence, in a mood of trembling and shaking. The Rashi in Brochus on Chav Beis Manalov actually quotes our pasuk, Ma'ala halam be'ema, that at Harsina was ema. How do we know? Dirsi v'ayar ha'am v'ayanu. So here we see that the notion of Matan Torah was such, or the experience of Matan Torah rather, was such that there was a certain trembling or a certain awe that accompanied it. Zeah doesn't mean sweat in this case. Also, Zeah is a word for sweat, but it means a certain, sometimes some of the Farshim talk about it. It's some type of movement. Oh, so the Baal HaTurim quotes from Vayar, and on our parsha, the Baal HaTurim in Yisro quotes, well, no, the Machzor Vitri, actually, the Machzor Vitri, which is from Beis Medrash Shoshal Rashi, and the Gemara doesn't have such Rashi, if that's what you're asking, that I know of. I don't know if the Gemara has it. But as far as I know, it doesn't appear anywhere in the Gemara. It connects it to the minig of shuckling. But the Baal HaTurim that draws a connection also, the Machzor Vitri, the Machzor Vitri is from the Beis Medrash of Rashi. So the Talmidim of Rashi. So the Machzor Vitri, in the end of Simon Tof Kuf Ches, the Machzor Vitri writes, the Machzor Vitri here in this section, is discussing teaching children to learn. It begins, what you do when you first begin to educate your child. So it has some inyanim related to Talmud Torah. So the Machzor Vitri writes, why do we sort of make an impression? We train children to, you know, to lenanea begufa, to move the body, to shuckle when learning. Because that we found in Matan Torah. Our pasuk says that the people saw and they trembled. Below on Oshim Levadno, and not only did the people at that time say, El Afa Horim Vailanos, even the trees and the mountains at the time of Mount Torah Shuk, Shenemar Vayecharad Kol Hahar Mo'od. It says the whole mountain trembled at that time. Okay, so same basic idea. So we have again from the Rishonim, the Baal HaTurim is one of the later Rishonim, Machzor Vitri, Beis Medrash Shoshal Rashi. So we have this concept. What's that? Tof Kuf Ches. The second chelik doesn't start in the simonim, it continues, but it's chelik beis in the two volume sets in tof kuf ches. So here we have one reason or one mocker for the concept of shuckling when learning, again based on the Baal HaTurim and the Machzor Vitri that it relates to our pasuk. And again, the Gemara, without mentioning the minute to shuckle, the Gemara does say that Matan Torah was a time of aim or year and so on. In the Sefer HaKuzari, we have in the Mamar Sheni, the second section, Simon Ayin Tes, the following question. The Sefer HaKuzari is, for those who are not familiar, Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi, the great medieval Jewish philosophers. He presents basics of Jewish philosophy as part of a conversation between a king and a Jewish scholar, a king who's interested in exploring Judaism, the king of the Khazars, the Melech HaKuzari. And so Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi, there was such a, I think in the 8th century, there was such a group, that's a small group that converted to Judaism, so the Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi lived later than that, but he kind of recreates as though this were a conversation between, not just a conversation, it's a whole book, but as though there was an analysis, a class, a series, whatever, between this king and a Jewish scholar, and this question answer, in which the question is the type of questions that anybody exploring Judaism would ask, and the answer is Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi's presentation of Jewish philosophy. So in the Mamar Sheni, Simon Ayin Tes, it says as follows, Esholcha Keis, originally written in Arabic, so there's a translation. Esholcha Keis, Hayodea Ato Sibol Adovash Ayehudim Misnoanim Bishas Kriyosim Misvarim Ivriyim. Yes, do you know any reason why the king, the Melech HaKuzari, asks the Chavar, asks the Jewish scholar, do you know any reason why is it that the Jews shake when they learn? The truth of the matter is, we're accustomed to it, but it is somewhat unusual. I mean, you know, I don't think you walk into a graduate school library, people studying other subjects, and they're sitting in front of the biology text or the law books or whatever, shuckling back and forth. Unless they're Jewish kids that are accustomed to it from when they learn Gemara. But it's too widespread among non-Jews. We're used to it, but it is a little unusual. So what's it all about? So that's what the Kuzari was asked. So he doesn't answer based on Apostle Kanar said. He gives a different answer. He says, some say, Kidova Zebola Ora es Achom HaTivi. It's done to sort of to awaken the inner passion. You know, you move back and forth, so it wakes you up. I guess it gives you some kind of an emotional attachment. Or es Achom HaTivi. Ulam, he said, that's what some say. Asher Ech Zeli Ani, it appears to me, Hadover told him Mashi Dibano Kais. He said it's a totally different reason. He says, Mitov Sharabi Mehem Yodu Liko Pechod Yochlu Asor Mehem Oyosu Liko Mitov Sefer Echod. There was a practical consideration, the Kuzari said. They didn't have too many Svarim. This is, of course, before printing presses and, photocopy machines. So there was one Sefer, one big Gemara, one big Sefer, and lots of people were crowded around trying to follow. People would have to lean forward to see, and they would move back, and the other guy leans forward. That's what he writes. Ki ha-Sefer ha-yamuto lefnei ha-mal-oretz, v'kach ha-yisa shom tnuah si-skofus v'zdakus mas-medes, zos ha-yisa ha-sibu rishon. That was the original reason. Liyomim, after a while, now so dover minute, then it became a minute to do it. Mitoch istakus bonim, and my se-ovos, And the people would see, the younger people would see, the older people like that, so that's what they would pick up also. That's what he wants to suggest. Kizet Teva ben Adam, that's the nature of people. I just made a side point. This is a popular translation of the Sefer HaKuzri. The Sefer HaKuzri is written in Arabic. So this is a translation of Yehuda Evan Shmuel. I think it's a very popular translation. Rav Kapach, the great Yemenite, Talmud Chacham, was nifted a few years ago, who translated, who was fluent in Arabic and translated many of the original works originally written in Arabic into Hebrew. He has a whole, you know, all the Rambam's works and Ibn Asad Yagon's works, and he wrote, he put out another edition of the Mishnah Torah, which, the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, which wasn't originally in Arabic, but he has Kisvei Yad, and so on. Anyway, so Rav Kapach, he has a translation of Kuzari, which is a little more literal. Right? This author, Yehuda Evan Shmuel, writes in the introduction, he's not always going to give the literal translation. Rav Kapach does, and on this same thing, he doesn't use the word minig. You know, the way I just read it, the Sefer HaKuzri said, well, originally he used to do it like this, and then it became a minig. So he stays away from that word, and again, I don't know the original Arabic. This is printed with the Arabic and Hebrew side by side. It doesn't help me cut an Arabic, but I mean, those who are familiar can look at here. So he writes in Arabic and Hebrew letters. But it says, Omar HaKuzri Avaksha Shatavia Sibyl Atnuos Ayyudim Eis Kriyas Avers. Why do Jews shuckle when they learn? So he says, he gives the answer, it's the same answer, but he says, the Tiazua Sibarishon, the original reason was because they had to lean forward to see what was written in the book. Asher Na says Hergel, then it just became commonplace. He stays away from the word minig. Okay, either way, these are the reasons given by the Sefer HaKuzri. So far we have two reasons why we shuckle when we learn. Yeah.
Yeah. According to the Kuzari, seems to be we're in conflict. I mean, the word Sephardic community, Sephardim was so rare.
People learn how to read upside down. Yeah.
Not only upside down.
Backwards, sideways, yeah.
Yeah, because yeah. That's where they set
Cheder. Right, right. That's similar to that, he says. So again, the Sefer HaKuzri, we should mention, we really have three reasons so far. The first reason is because it says, Vayar Ham Vayanu, the Balaturim and the Machzor Vitri on our Parsha say that because they trembled at Har Sinai, so Talmud Torah is a recreation of Har Sinai. So since the people shook and trembled at Har Sinai, so there's a swaying that sort of reenacts Har Sinai every time we learn. That's the Machzor Vitri and the Balaturim. Then the Kuzari really gave two reasons. One reason that somehow it wakens up, it awakens the inner kind of emotion, which he rejects, and he gives us more practical reason. The Kafa Chaim, we'll get to davening shortly. That's what we want to talk about mostly. But the Kafa Chaim in Orach Chaim Siman Memches, in the Sifkot and Tes Ostes, he mentions, quotes Zohar. Zohar in Parshas Pinchas, where I won't read it in Aramaic, but basically the Zohar has like this, that the Jewish neshama, so to speak, is like a candle. And it's kindled from the Torah, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you light a candle at first, you have the wick and the flame flickers. When the first connection between the fire and the wick, so the flame flickers. So that's what the idea is, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, right? A person, the Shema is like a candle. So that whenever the candle is lit, so to speak, a person sits and learns, it's like there's a candle being lit. By Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Eish of the Torah comes to light the Nair, which is in your Neshama, so there is a kind of flickering motion. That's the idea of the Zohar. And the Kaf HaChaim concludes from there, and he says, Mashma de Hananua hu b'shor shalom e Torah. Apparently this practice of shaking, of shuckling, is when people learn Torah. Avalo b'shas ha-tfilah. But that's got nothing to do with davening. It's a question of learning, but it's got nothing to do with davening. Right? And he said, Bakoshes Rachamim. At the davening, you're asking Rachamim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It has nothing to do with this reason. The Torah, so there's a connection, so to speak, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lighting the Neshama, that the Eish of the Torah, the fire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu lights the candle. He said, we'll see, that, I'm just what he says. And he says, therefore, Ken Yesh Zor B'Shas Tfili Yudches Shalol Yisana, in a way. He holds, therefore, when you daven, you should not shuckle, you should not sway, you should stand still. That's the opinion of the Kaf HaChaim. But again, so now we have another reason, leaving out the Kaf HaChaim's conclusion, but another reason for shuckling is based on this Zohar. In a similar vein, there's a Sefer called the Sefer Tzror Hamor, written by Avraham Saba, who was from the later Rishonim, late Rishonim, I think from one of the Gerushei Sfarad, when the Jews were expelled from Spain in 1492, so he's around that time. So in his commentary on our Parsha Yisro, in the Parakof, on this Pasuk Tezvav, he says, Vayarham Bayanu, so you also like the Balaturim, he says, Lahoros Shehisna'anu Lisbo Dedu Lahasig. He says that they apparently at that time, about in Torah, they trembled, they shook, and somehow this gave them an opportunity to be in and of your lisbode, kind of to contemplate somehow, to meditate, ulahasig, and thereby to grasp things better. And then he writes, kimo hamechaben betfiloso shemisnoeya. Just like somebody with davens, there's a lot of kavana, he's concentrating very hard, he also sways. And he mentions he also refers to this Zohar, that quotes this Zohar from Parshas Pinchas, the same one that the Kaf HaChaim quoted. And he says, how come the Jews, when they learn, they shuckle, which is not something that's done by other nations? And so he says, he has other questions too, but we'll only look at the one that's relevant to us. He says, Elo Ashelo Shashol, this question is, Binin Hananua, Yora Al Malas Yisrael, Kein Bo Mikocha Eish, Uchsiv Ner Elokim Nishmas Adam, Veor Haner La Olam Hisn Misno Es, Veola Vechein Yisrael, Mikocha Eish, Misnoim, Kirisim, Hamaskir Misham Al Domelachem, and so on. So he has, difference in the Jews and non-Jews in terms of the root of the Neshama, the same idea as the Zohar, but I point this as the Kaf HaChaim quotes from the Zohar, the same Zohar, but whereas the Kaf HaChaim concluded that it appears from that Zohar that it's only at the time of learning that a person should chuckle, the Tzor HaMor quotes the same Zohar in connection with his comment, Kemo HaMechaben B'Tfiloso Shemisnoeya. So he sort of, goes ahead to link the two together. One other reason, huh? Again, one of the, from the time of Tzor HaMor, his name is Rabbi Avraham Saba, son of Beis Ayin is his name, from Gerush, so 14, late 14th, I think he was thrown out of Spain, but at that time, anyway. One other authority discusses this, the Sefer Nishmas Chaim from Menashe ben Yisrael in the early 1600s, if I'm not mistaken. He has in Perek, Mamer Gimel, at the end of Perek Aleph, he writes a different reason. He says that based on the Pasuk, Ki Adam Eitz HaSodeh, that people are compared to trees. Adam Eitz HaSodeh. Human being is compared to a tree. So the idea is that the roots are in the ground, but the top is sort of, under the domain of the heavens. And his basic idea is that, just like a tree, so there's a wind, so the roots stay strong. The roots don't move, but the top of the branches sway in the wind. So he says, same thing, a person nefes, ki kashem shaharash, shomin arzal, Cain rosh Adam ate the lekichas of Ozan. Now say, Lord, Kemosha Shorosh Achelik Haroshi BeIlon Kach Harosh Mitzad Anefesh Shamishkan Kvoda Shorosh. And he says, just like Kasher Yischaber Lozeh Ashpo Asichlis Beis Hakuya BeTorah BeTfila Oz Misnoeya Aguf Ki Kasher Yerid Geshem Vashelim LeShamayim BeHir VaSaritz Oli David Smicha Oz Mistargim Anofim Lechos MeHakarka. Just when a tree and the winds come down to the whole tree, and eventually it shakes the whole tree. So it's the same thing with a person. Kol aguf mekabel ka'ischius. And so it's the same thing when a person is learning Torah or a person is davening. So this life, it's like an injection of life. So a person standing still, like he's dead, lying there, just sitting there. But when you're in motion, so it shows a certain kind of life. So that's another type of, another source. There's a number of sources now for this custom of shuckling. Again, to Chazal quickly, we have the Balaturim and the Machzor Vitri, who, and as it turns out, the Tzor HaMor as well, who learn it that there's a remez in our pasuk Vayarham Vayonu that people shook at the time of Matan Torah. So whenever we learn, we're commemorating in a certain sense or reenacting Matan Torah. So we shake when we learn. We have the reason advanced by the Sefer HaKuzari, which he rejected, but that somehow learning, when a person learns, so his inner passions are aroused, so to speak, so that causes you to shake. Then he gives a practical reason that had to do with the fact that there weren't enough swarm around, so people had to shake and learn just to be able to see what was the swarm that were in the middle. And in the Zohar, quoted by both the Kaf HaChaim and Tzor HaMor, among others, the Zohar said that it had to do with like a candle, the soul is like a wick, so a flame flickers when you first light it from the age. So when a person learns, it flickers. And then the Nishmas Chaim, who has this different interpretation, like a tree of receiving water, receiving life. In terms of practice, through the ages, again, the Gemara never really deals with this question, although there is a Gemara in Brochus, Daf Lamed Aleph Amad Aleph, which quotes a Tosefta in Brochus, about Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says about Rabbi Akiva, when Rabbi Akiva davened, so Adam manicho b'zovizu umotzu b'zoviz acheres. You'd leave, the Rabbi Akiva's davening, so he'd start off in this corner, he came back by the end of the davening, he's in the other corner. Right? I mean, why? What's going to call kach lama mipnei hakrios v'hashtachavayos? Because he'd be bowing and sweat. It looks like he could certainly read it. He'd be so in motion, so much movement that he would manage to get from one side of the room to the other. That's what the Gemara, that's what Tosefta says, and the Gemara quotes it. Now, truth is that Rabbeinu Yonah commenting on the on this Gemara, Ben Yonah's on Daf Chav Beis and Beis in the pages of the Rif. So he says, "Stam mishtachavayos who pishu yadayim raglayim." He said that when a person bows on the ground, it means bowing. Literally, when the Gemara talks about, means you know, prostrating yourself on the ground, spreading your hands and feet, the way we do on Rosh Hashanah Kippur by Korim. You know, so we fall on the ground. He said, when you bow like that, when you actually move your feet from b'shal sh'omed, makom sh'omed tchila. You know, when you get back up. I know, you know, Yom Kippur, let's say, the Chazan, so, or Rosh Hashanah, Chazan goes down, somebody helps him back up, he's not staying in the exact same place, it's almost impossible. Because, you know, by the time you bow, it's okay, it's not a problem. But, you know, so if you do it a bunch of times, see, after a while, you know, you'll be further away from when you started, if you do it a few times. But that's the, you know, that was apparently the practice of Rabbi Akiva. Now, it's not necessarily the case that that's a raya, because the truth that he did it, he may have been, again, according to Ben Yonah, learns it, it wasn't just Stam shuckling like we shuckle. That was a specific situation with bowing and prostrating himself on the ground, which is not what we do. The Torah in Simon Kuf Dalad mentions this. He says, "Vahidu of Akiva, kashom ispala ben el ben atzmo, odom hayom anicho bezov izu, hayom motzu bezov izacharis." That which the Gemara said, our Gemara in Brachas Lamed Aleph says, the Torah quotes it, that if Akiva, you know, would be moved from one side of the room to the other, mirov kriyas yishtachavos, bitachnunim shal achar tfilahoyu. That was in his own private supplication that he said at the end of davening. It wasn't part of the regular davening. We don't bow and prostrate ourselves like that during davening. Rabbi Akiva didn't either. It was only after the davening. So again, it's not necessarily the case that you know, this is a riot to our case, although it is, you know, it certainly is a possibility. However, in terms of you know, Rishonim, certainly, it's clear that this practice was at least somewhat widespread. In the Sefer Menoras Hamor of Yitzhak Abuhav, in Ner Gimel Chelek Aleph, Perak Yud Gimel, he writes as follows: Motzosi b'Medrash. I don't know what Medrash, doesn't say what Medrash is. I found in the Medrash a different reason. Chayav Adam l'nanea atzmo b'tfila. Again, we saw the Kaf HaChaim in some sources that seem to say it was only during learning, but these Rishonim clearly hold not so. Again, the Lashon of the Menoras Hamor: Motzosi b'Medrash Chayav Adam l'nanea atzmo b'tfila. Al shem shenemar kol atzmosai tomarna Hashem michamocha. Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Yud. The pasuk says, kol atzmosai tomarna. All of my bones, all of me should say Hashem michamocha. Not just my mouth should say Hashem, not just my heart, but kol atzmosai tomarna Hashem michamocha. All of my bones should say Hashem michamocha. V'chein minag hachasidim. That's the meaning, and the Menorah Samor is not talking about chasidim. Today's chasidim means the pious people. The Menorah Samor was earlier. So the Menorah Samor already said, it's not what it says, Motzasi b'Medrash. I don't know, again, it doesn't identify, and in this edition, the footnote also doesn't say what Medrash it is. Apparently there's some earlier source, though, earlier than the Menorah Samor, that he refers to as a Medrash, that says that in fact a person is proper, that a person should, when davening, shake, he should chuckle, because it says, Kol Atzmosai Toman Hashem Michamocha. And the Menorah Samor is not alone in this position. Let's look at a few of the Rishonim, again, who talk about this. The Sefer Chassidim, from Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, in Simon Nun Zayin, the Sefer Chassidim writes, V'tzorech lenanea kol gufo b'sha'as ha'tfila. A person should shake his entire body when davening. D'chsiv kol atzmosai tomarno Hashem michamocha. Same source. So it's not just the Menorah Samor, it's the Sefer Chassidim. Again, this has nothing to do, neither of these Rishonim quote the limud that we started with from our parasha by Yar HaMayonu, that the Balaturim and the Machzavitri quote, but they're quoting from a different source. They have the same idea that it's proper to shuckle during the course of davening because it says Kol Atzmosai Tamarna Hashem Michamo. No, he just said the tzorach. Right, he doesn't say the source. He just says v'tzorach l'maneya. Again, just to look at a couple of other comments on the Rishonim on this in the Sefer HaManig. Sefer HaManig, Dine Tfila Os Mem Zayin, he writes, Umotzasi b'Medrash. So the Manig also writes, I found in a Medrash, V'chay of Adam l'Naneya es Atzum b'Tfila. A person should shuckle and shake himself during davening, Al Shem Shenem Arkol Tzumzai Tamar Hashem Yikamocha, V'chein Minag Rabbonei Tzorfos V'chasidel. That's the Minig of the Rabbonim in France and their followers. And, you know, their followers. Again, these are Rishonim writings, so this is, you know, there is something to it. And again, the Manhig also quotes Masasi of Medrash, although it doesn't say where the Medrash happens to be. The Shibboleth HaLeket, again, another one of the important Rishonim, it's often quoted in Simon Yud Zayin, in Inyan Tfila, Simon Yud Zayin. He also writes, Motzasi b'maisa ha-merkava. That there is a Maisa Merkava. The Maisa Merkava is the description of Yechezkel Navi, Yechezkel Perek Aleph, when he sees the chariot of Akkad, Haftorah on the first day of Shavuos. Most people are asleep at that time, but even if they're awake, it's a very hard Haftorah to follow. So, but that's called the Maisa Merkava. There are midrashim and analyses of the Maisa Merkava. So apparently, I don't know what the Shavuot Lekad exactly is referring to, but he writes Motzosi Maisa Merkava. That there is some, so again, the Menorah Hamor and the Mani quoted from a Medrash, and he has what Medrash it is. I don't know exactly, it doesn't help me that much, but people who are well-versed in Midrashim might be able to find it. Matzosi, Maisa, Merkava, Dubishas, Hatfila, Tzorech, Odin, Lanea, Kol Gufo, Shenemar, Kolatso, Sai, Taman, Hashemi, Kamocho. So again, here we have, you know, a whole slew of, you know, of Rishonim who say this. And finally, we'll just end with one more, the Orchas Chaim. At the end of Hilchos Beis Hakneses, Os Chof Tes, he also writes, so he mentions also. So here we have a whole group of, you know, the Rishonim who accept this, that it's proper to shuckle during davening. So this is not, was not innovated by the Chassidim. It's not a modern thing, but it goes back to the days of the Rishonim. In fact, the Maharil, you mentioned before about the Yekis, so the Maharil is the really the authority in terms of the Minhagei Ashkenaz. Many of the Minhagei Ashkenaz that all of us follow, but certainly the Minhagei Ashkenaz followed by the German community. So the Maharil at the beginning of in the Sefer Maharil is collected by Talmidim, but in the Sefer Maharil at the beginning of Hilchos Tefila, so he writes. Just a moment. The Talmud writes about the Maharil, Yaakov Molin, Yaakov Levi, that's the Laman Molin, was his last name. V'hoya menanea gufo me'achorov lefonov. So the Talmud reports that the Maharil used to shake his body front to back. That's what it says in the Maharil. So the Lahalocha, the Darkei Moshe, you know, the Ramor, in the Darkei Moshe on the tour, the Darkei Moshe on a tour in Simon Mem Ches, the Darkei Moshe quotes Kosov Harav Avudram. He quotes in Avudram. I didn't find in the Avudram. Doesn't mean it's not there, but I looked a little bit. We quote David Avudram, also very often quoted by the Ramor and by the tour. Especially on I looked in Avudram. I couldn't find it. Again. It doesn't mean that it's not there. Someone has a I don't know if they have the Avudram on any of the Sidi Hiram. You do a search, and perhaps I couldn't find it. Okay, good ring. Kosav Rav Avudram, the Nogu Yisrael. He quotes on the Avudram again. Even if it's not in the Avudram, sometimes you know it's not unheard of that in the writings of the Ramor, so things were mixed up a little, not by him, but by the people who copied over. But we have enough of the other, you know, Rishonim that said it. Anyway, he writes Kosav Rav Avudram, the Nogu Yisrael is Noeya B'Shosha Korin. Kimo b'nesinas ha-Torah, he said like this, the custom is to sway, to shuckle when learning. Kimo b'nesinas ha-Torah, shayisa b'reses, at the time, because like Matan Torah, which was the aim of b'reses and so on, like we mentioned the Gemara in Brachos Av Chofez, and from the Gemara in Yumad Av Da'alam Vez, and Gam al Shem Kol Atzmosai Tamarna. And also the other pasuk, Ki Kol Atzmosa, which is more tefillah oriented, Hashem Michamocha, right? It was, you could argue that the mocker from Matan Torah is a good mocker for learning, when you're learning Torah. But the mocker from Kolos Masai Tomarno, Hashem Michamocha, that's Shevach and so on, that's more related to Tefillah. So he meant the Darkei Moshe, Ramon mentions both. Ki kol atzmos ohoyu misnoayim b'shas shvach haboris borach, ad kan lashonam. The Harikanti, Parshas Vayishma Yisro, and our Parsha, he says, Kosav Atam al Pia Kabbalah B'Tnuos Elu Sheminami Yisrael B'Shatzul Chaynu B'Zohar. I don't know how often Ramor quotes the Zohar, but he does here. He says this is the Zohar, like we saw already, and others have other sources relating to the pasuk in Parshas Yisro that we mentioned. And so Lahalocha, the Shulchan Aruch again, the Ramor brings it down. And Machaber does not, at least not to my knowledge anywhere, but the Ramor in Orachaim Siman Memches Sif Aleph at the end, it says the Nogu Hamidaktikim. The practice of those who wanted to be precise, lihisnoeya b'shor shekorin b'torah, they shuckle at the time, they shake at the time of learning Torah, dugmas ha-Torah shenitna b'reses, parallel to the event of Matan Torah, which is again by Yar HaMayanu, that they shook at the time of Matan Torah, was given with a sense of fear and trembling. V'chein v'shah shemispalim. And likewise, at the time when we daven, al shein kolas moshet tamar Hashem yikamochen. It says in brackets, Abudram. So, well, it is in Abudram, it isn't. Certainly in many, many Rishonim, Aramor brings it down, Allah HaLamaisa, in our Chaim Simim Chesif Aleph, that's a proper practice, and that's the, again, even though, as I mentioned before, that's why the Kuzari king asked it, it is unusual, not only in learning, but I'm not familiar with the prayer habits of other religions so much, but I don't think in church, when the Christians or Catholics sit in church, that they shake, and the Muslims, I think, stand still. It lies still on the carpet or whatever, so we're the only ones who do it. But here we say, huh? Also, Quakers, I guess that's where I get the name, right? They're also Quakers. Shakers and Quakers, I think, also, yeah. Okay, but most go ahead and I think don't. But we do, and that's brought down halacha by the Ramo. However, the Morgan Avraham and Sifkot and Dalet here says that not everybody agrees to this with regards to davening. Not everybody agrees to this with regards to davening. Regards to learning, there doesn't seem to be anybody who brings it up.
Right?
Oh, okay. Okay, it's a good question. You're distracting. A good question. Right. Got to get the new times of chairs. In the Tshuvas of the Ramah Mefano, that's the Morgan Avraham quotes, the Shalos Tshuvas of Menachem Azariah Mefano, the Ramah with an ayin at the end, Menachem Azariah Mefano, in the Tshuva Kuf Yud Gimel, he writes as follows, he said you should not shake when davening. Why? He explains. Lo nemar kol. What's the pasuk? Kol atzmos haytomarno. All my bones, my whole body should say Hashem mi chamocha. So he says lo nemar kol atzmos haytomarno elo shivcho shamakom. When you're up to a part of the davening which its essence is shevach, when you're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kinechsiv Hashem mi chamocha. Avol b'tfilo, when you're making requests of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'madna bo kama hilchusok gvarot amikor dechano, he said, we look in the Gemara in Brochus, daf lamed aleph. The Gemara mentions that we learn a lot of important dinim relating to how we should say the Shemona Esrei from the practice of chano, and Shmuel aleph, perek aleph, that's the haftorah for the first day of Rosh Hashanah, which I imagine people are not sleeping at that time. So you can follow the first day of Rosh Hashanah's haftorah. So it mentions there that Chana went to petition HaKadosh Baruch Hu that she should have a son, and she later had a son, that's Shmuel. So there it mentions that Chana davened, and the Gemara in Brochus, of Laman Aleph and Aleph, going over to Amud Beis, there has a whole collection of different dinim that we learned from what Chana did. So among the things is, it says, Tichsiv Rak Svaseha Naos. Only her lips moved. Right, she moved her lips. And the idea being that the simple way we learned is that she didn't daven out loud. She davened silently. Right? That's the mokav of davening silently. So he says, but the word rak is a miut. Only her lips move. Rak sosel knows. And if you're going to tell me the iles or hashmos hakol, and if you're going to tell me that it's only come to tell you that she davened silently, not out loud, hari the feirish nemar v'kol lo yishama. The next part of the pasuk says her voice wasn't heard. Ha'enu m'mayit elatunus haguf. Rather, it's coming to be might moving your body. So the Ramah Mefano is of the opinion that it's okay to shuckle maybe when you're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the pasuk says, Kol Atzmos HaTamarno Hashem Michamocho. But as far as when you're davening and asking requests of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says that's not the proper thing, as evidenced from the story with Chana. And then he mentioned another thing, actually, again from the, I forgot whether this pasuk is in this morning's Haftorah. This morning's Haftorah is Yeshaya's vision. Haftorah of Yisro is Yeshaya's vision of the throne, and Shavuot's morning it's Yechezkel's vision. There's certain differences, it's not for now, but it says Dom Terafena Kanfehem. I think that's in the Yechezkel. I think that was this morning. I don't remember. It says Chengsi B'Chayos Hakodesh B'Om Dom Terafena B'Kanfehem Alma B'Tfilas Hamid the Torah LaHashpis Aknafayim. They're supposed to stand still. Okay. Anyway, so based on this, he says you shouldn't. Body writes Uminag Vasikin Lenoa Me'at V'Chos Me'Habrochos Bilvad Me'Ein Ma'Asher Misnoim B'Kedusha. He says those people do it, so we move a little bit by the Baruch Ato Hashem, by the Chasima of the Bracha. Maybe by mentioning Shem Hashem, like he said, like we do in Kiddush, you know, Baruch Vod Hashem Im Kamo. Like we put ourselves up for a little bit. That's in this morning's Haftorah. It says by Yanu Amos Asipim. That's in this morning's Haftorah that the door is somehow whatever it is shook or so Afkan Asmichu Hakod Exim and so on. So he says the Yesh Bezev the Shivcha Shomokom Al Bechlal HaBrochas. When you're saying the brachas, then it's a proper not to. So holds the Ramah Mefano. And the Ramah Mefano has another sefer called the Alfasi Zuta, where he has sort of like a synopsis of the Rif and his own ideas as well. So on brachas Perek Vav, which is where this Gemara is found, He says, "Umistabrolon the af." Just a moment. Umistabrolon the osilam. He quotes the pasuk, "Rocks for sale knows." Umistabrolon the osilam ute nanu haguf. Lo amru kolat vasai tamani. You know where the pasuk in the Zimra. When you say Psuke de Zimra, which is all a collection of praise, that Kodesh Boy, then you should shake. Then it's Kolatz Mosai Tamana, Hashem Yichamochalo. Amru Kolatz Mosai Tamana, Ela Psuke de Zimra, the Domeim, and things like Psuke de Zimra, I don't know, maybe Hallel, something along those lines. But not when you, Dechsiv Hashem Yichamochalo, not at that time. The Shalor, huh?
The first called Brachos Hashem.
I was thinking about that, I don't know, it's a good question. That's also, we assume that's Sheva, I don't know. The Shalor actually raises another consideration. He says, the Shalom says in Yonei Tefillah v'Kriya b'Sefer Torah, in this edition it's page Ayin Tes, but you know it's difficult to find things in the Shalom. So he writes, he's quoting another Sefer, a Sefer Derech Chaim. He says Noah Hamisno, he says like this: Hamisno Ea b'Tefiloso Gorem Bitul Kavanoso. In his opinion, you shake during davening, it defeats your kavan, it makes it difficult. The Hamida Bliz knows, standing still without moving, Klal Ozer Ala Kavana. That assists you in Kabbalah. You can focus. Stand still. You can concentrate. So he claims. Umasha Omar Kolatzos Aitamarna Hainu Beshiros Tishbochas. When it says Kolatzos Aitamarna, that's when you're singing praising and the Pesukim of Zimra, things like that. He also mentions Birchas Kriyas or Talmud Torah when you learn Avalo Betfila. In Yesh Misha Omer came Gam Betfila Nirli Shein Lachos Udvarv. And if somebody says you do it during davening too, I think you don't have to do it. Ki hanisoyim mochiach, experience proves. Shehamid ablina nuah betfila goren lekivon aleif. That if you stand still without chuckling, it's better for kavana. Urei beinachol, he says, in Yiddish we shtel zofor. Take a look. He says, hayishal adam shelos mimelech boser v'dam v'gufo misnoer kenoa atayarm beharuch. If you were coming to stand before a human king and you started asking him for you, you'd shake back and forth, there'd be a lack of etiquette. Like, imagine you go before the important dignitary and you start asking things, you shake back and forth, they'll have you locked away. It's like, you know, so he said you'd never come to a king that way, so therefore it should be the same thing, here. Although it's interesting that the, Shalom later on, a few pages later, he does quote the Ramor, that Nagam adopting the Ramor from before. But anyway, at least he raises this, you know, this particular consideration. That's a good horror. Yeah, it's a good point. I don't know. I don't know. See, I don't know if it's concentration on understanding or it's concentration on Amida Lifnei HaMelech. The way he presents it, it may be because it's Amida Lifnei HaMelech. We'll see an answer to that question in a moment, but that's what he says. I'll just mention that the Chidor in his commentary to the Sefer Chassidim there in Siman and Nun Zayin, the Chidor wrote a commentary called Bris Olam, which is printed on the side of the page of the Sefer Chassidim and many editions. So in Siman Nun Zayin, he writes over here, Harav Mekubo Merv Yisrael Saruk, the Talmido Haramo, the Ramo Mipano, these Mekubolim, Kosu She'ein Lenanei Agufo Betfilos Yudcheshu Ka'omer Lifnei HaMelech. He says, you're not supposed to do it because it's like, Omer Lifnei HaMelech, you don't stand in front of a king and shake back and forth. It's not the minanimus, it's not proper etiquette. So we have some people, who hold that way. The Kaf HaChaim mentions this consideration as well. I mentioned the Kaf HaChaim earlier, so I'll go back to it again. The Kaf HaChaim quoted that Zohar in Hilchos Brochus, in Or HaChaim Sim Memches, Sifkotin Tes. So he says at the end, I'll read it again, we read it before, he says, it's mashma from the Zohar, anyway, according to him, that anuah b'shas shalom b'torah, v'lo b'shas tefilas yibakoshas rachamim, v'alkein yesh li zohar b'shas tefilas yidches shalom lisnoneah, u'kemosha kasavti la'el o Zion. So in the O Zion, he writes also, he writes from this same Mekubal, whoever this Rabbi Yisrael Saruk was, he says, even though, you know, it might be okay, it says, it seems to me, Shifra Milsa, the proper behavior is Lahanik Atzmo Shalo Lisnonea Betfila, Shahu Ka'omer Lifna Melech. He said again, it's an Indian of being Omer Lifna Melech, so that's the position that Kaf HaChaim takes there, as well as in, by Thomas Shwan Esri, because in Hilchos Tefila, that's what I mentioned, Hilchos Tefila, huh? Right, so he comes to Ramah, but it's not normal. He comes to Ramah also. Kaf HaChaim comes to Ramah also. In Siman Tzadi Hei as well, he mentions this in, just a moment, just a second. It includes also that it's a din of amidah lifnei hamelach. Yeah, he says in Siman Tzadi Heis, if caught in Dalad, it was Dalad. Ayin verb on air, hochachnu midiver azorakal, she ain lisnon air, kiim mishosh osik patorah. He doesn't say specifically about Sheva. His language here is, ain lisnon air, kiim mishosh osik patorah, avalo bishah satfilo. That's his position. Yeah, well.
Isn't that Rabbi Akiva you quoted in Brachot?
Yeah, the Gemara Brachot.
Tell us what there, ask a question that, how do you shuffle extra times in Shimon Esrei?
Hey, bow.
The Torah says it's in the other Brachot of, it's just not the deep.
Right. You mean because he only says there? No, he's talking about bowing. But okay.
Maybe Akiva was bowing.
Okay, Kenzine. Right. Okay, that's a possible deal. Yeah. Okay. I just want to mention there's another edition of the Sefer Chassidim which was put out by Rav Reuven Margolios. Rav Reuven Margolios. He lived in the 20th century, and I know. Somebody told me that Rav Yaakov Kamenetz Homovach said that he was the biggest bucky he ever met. He has a lot of very, very unusual svarim, and you know, he has a tremendous bikiyas. He writes on he has a little sefer, on nicknames in the Gemara, and on angels, all kinds of interesting things. So one of the things he wrote was a comment on a sefer chassidim. So on that same sefer chassidim, in Siman Nun Zion, he has in his ha'aros, his commentary is called Mekor Chesed. So on the bottom of this edition I think is from, it's from Moshe Rav Kook, edition of Sefer Chassidim. So he writes, he summarizes some of the sources, the Ramo and the Alfasi Zuta, and he mentions various other things. So he says like this, one thing he mentions from the Baal Shem Tov, it's Avos, Ori Sola Baal Shem Tov Zal, Atvilo Hikimo Zivu Gimashchina. So when a person is mezaveg, so there's movement, at least at the beginning. So he mentions that, but then he says, "Uvesefer likuti mikarim hevi b'shem harivosh." I don't think it means the rivosh, the rishon, the rivisav and sheish is the rivosh. It means I think it's all Baal Shem Tov. It's the sefer likuti mikarim. I think sounds more like from the Baal Shem Tov. But anyway, she'omar, because this deals with the amidah lifnei hamelach thing. Kishe'adam tovea banor. Now we mentioned before, that's what the Kapachaim quoted and the Shalok quoted, that it's going to stand in front of a king, you're not going to sway back and forth, it looks ridiculous. But, says the Baal Shem Tov, I think it means the Baal Shem Tov, he says, Kisha Adam Tovea Banar, a guy's drowning in the river, and he starts flailing wildly and waving that someone should help him out of the water, no one's going to make fun of him, oh, look at that guy, he's making all these wild motions. But you know, he's drowning, so he's trying to save himself. Maybe when a person that it's true, if it's amidah lifnei hamelach in a sense of, you know, a dignified, it's true. But if you feel, and maybe that's what he's saying, if you feel like mamish, you know, if so many tzrochim before Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're drowning, so you wave, it's not so far-fetched. Okay, it's an interesting thought. Reb Yaakov Emden, in his Siddur, has an introduction called the Sulam Beis El, which is introduction to the Siddur. So in Oz Dalad, he speaks about Tnuas Haguf, this whole subject, and he quotes the Tshuva from the Rama Yifano, and he thinks it's not correct, he disagrees. He says, first of all, he says, Ashkechon Lemaharil. We see that the Maharil did it, right? As his Talmud quoted, we read it inside. Umayser Rav Mubok Vechosin Godol, Kazeh, Vadai Kedai Lismacholov. He said, the Maharil did it. There's nothing further to talk about. And then he quotes, of course, Aramor says it too. And he quotes the Sefer Kuzari. However, he goes ahead and he likes the reason that the Kuzari rejected. The Kuzari's original thing was that it's Ma'or the Chom HaTivi. So he says, he quotes the Kuzari, Sha'om Babur Heir Chom HaTivi. Shma Minah, first of all, says the Yaakov Emden, if it's being discussed by the Kuzari, Yehuda Levi is early, Shma Minah Shu Minig Poshet Yisrael B'mei Kedem. Evidently, this is already a widespread practice among Jews in early times. I mean, if Yehuda Levi is incorporating this. And then he says, Shakom Adam Tovelo Irelov. Uchudvar Melad Namur Gamaz, I quote the Zohar as well. And he says, it seems to me, the whole Zohar. He says, now he himself holds, Ki bevadai misor achom ativa ideas noah. So he am aorer, who make it for nefesh, mitardemosa. You know, your soul's asleep, so when you come and you shake and you move, so that wakes you up. That's exactly, he thinks it's correct. So yishyasha bequiz di retorik dusha v'chein letfila, tochim haleva la kavona nechona. You move, it'll help you, you know, it'll help you have proper kavona. The tigrom his orus elyon. Uchederach sh'omru, v'amen yeshmerav v'chol kocho. You have to answer, hey, yeshmerav, with all your strength, right? It wakes you up. Ukinyan korom, you know, you're allowed to daven bekorom, so it doesn't disturb other people and so on. So he says, that's the proper thing to do. And he says, as far as the Ramami Fanu's point about Chana, He says a very nice drasha, right? What was his, what was the Rambam Mikvanos, right? It says, rocks for sale knows. Only your lips are moving. And it doesn't say the rest of your body are moving. So he says, well, this is a Raya Kenegdo, because if that's a very nice drasha, but the Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara has all these drushes on that pasuk, right? On those collection of psukim in the beginning of Shmuel Aleph, has all these drushes, every step, every half a pasuk that says what Chana did, from here we learn this, from here we learn that. So says no, if that were the case, you want to make a drusha, rak sasan knows. The Gemara should say, yeah, see? Only lips are moved, not only a part. He says, midashastik mene tamuda, right? So apparently the fact that the Gemara is trying to collect all these, and you're going to tell me, see, if it would have been an independent drasha, she could say it wasn't the whole drasha. But that whole section of the Gemara is all kinds of limudim for the Hilchos Tefila from Chanos. He said, Memele, if the Gemara would have meant it would have said so. So that's how he dismissed that right, then he dismisses the other right. Okay, he does say at the end, though, he says maybe the proper way to do it is you know, to not to shake too much, and you can't shake like a meshugnim. That's just saying that something, you can't go overboard, right? Velolios kovet kevin. On the other hand, don't be straight as a stone either. There's something in between, and he says like that, perhaps we're not violating what the Rambam Mifano says either. The Elia Rabba brings in Simon Memches, that same Simon the Shulchan Aruch, in Sivkotin Bays, he writes, Nogam Adaki and so on, he notes that the Lavush leaves his deen out. Halavush is Shmita near the Sfilei Kemosha Kasha B'Shalah. The Lavush apparently gives a Shalah that you're not supposed to shuckle, right? They say, Amida Belin into a Gorm Lekiman Alev. That's better. On the other hand, he says, there are those who say only by Shir Sitish Pachas, like we mentioned, and by Talmud Torah. Some people shake a little bit just by the conclusion of the bracha. But the klal brachas you shouldn't. Then he says, Matzasi kosa begudim shulchan aruch. Reish yitru mishubeshes, miktsas b'nei yodim. He says, some people, I won't read it, like, mamish, they twist and they shake and all these kinds of gyrations. So he says, you know, in part of a yomin, they'll smol, they go to the right and to the left. He says, achush melov shuderach gaiva. That's already not appropriate. It's already mamish, you know, like gaiva. You know, huh?
Who's he quoting?
He's quoting this Motzosi Kasa Begillion Shulchan Aruch. I don't know whose it was. Okay? But he mentioned that it's a little too much. But I think the proper thing is a little bit, you know, like it said to Maharil. Maharil specifically said, right? Front and back, you know, not getting too overboard. No, in terms of, as I said, in terms of the Psaks, we'll come back now to the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham there, it's in the Memches, after quoting others who disagree, he quotes the Maharil, he quotes the Rekanti, the end he says, Ud'ovid kemar ovid, u'kemar ovid, u'vilvad sheyachavein. The main thing is to have proper kavana. So he says, you have opinions both ways, so whatever gives you a greater sense of kavana is probably the better thing to do. If taka, you know, in the shaloah feels strongly that you shouldn't sway, that takes away kavana. But I don't know if that's true for everybody. Maybe the shaloah was true. So the Magen Avraham writes that it seems to him that he should do it in a way that's going to have the maximum kavana. Again, among the achronim, the Matei Moshe...
Does that even mean for the flayers?
How far you go, I don't know. He doesn't quite say to go that far. The wild, I don't know. That nobody seemed to like. I don't think anybody, that I think you probably shouldn't do. That I don't think, I don't know, that I think you shouldn't do. The Matei Moshe in the Chelek Aleph Sim Kuf Yud Ches writes, Tzorech Odom Lunanei Atzim Shasa Tefila, Shinemar Kol Atzim Sai Tamarna, Bekein Kosbet Tzor Amor, Pashas Yisro, and he writes, and I didn't have a chance to look it up, Bekein Kosbet Yonah, Besever Ayira. I have to say, I didn't get a chance to look it up. It's printed in many editions in the back of the Shari Tshuvas. If someone could find it, we can look up. Maybe the Benyon even says it. But the Chayin also Maharil. So the Matei Moshe, among the Ashkenazim, seems to like the practice. The Chidor, in the Matzik Brocha, in that same Sim, it's all in Sim, Memches, in Sivkot and Dalad. He writes that people should, just a moment, the Chidor, his preference seems to be not to. Right? He says that, he can, at some sort of cotton hay. He says, Matzvila Ein, he quotes on like Fano, he says, Hagam, the cold, the Ovid, Kemar Ovid, the Ovid, Kemar Ovid, Kemosha Kosov, Rab Mogen Avraham. Even though the Mogen Avraham's right, I mean, you know, he can do it either way, but he says, Mikol Mokom, it appears to me better, and that's what the Kaf HaChaim is quoting, he said before, that Lahani got some Shalolis no Betvila, because you're only Lifnam Melech. He said that, he doesn't want to go, you know, his preference is certainly the other way. In terms of the posting that we follow, huh? The Chidor, yeah, the Chidor. In terms of the poskim that we follow, so I'll just mention, interesting, the sort of the Pichodesh, in Siman the back of the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tzadi Hey, Sif Aleph, he also writes, he quotes in the Knesset Gdolo, quotes from earlier sources, Matzasi the Medrash, the same thing, and he quotes Yerushalmi in Perek Tfilsa Shachar, that it says, Rabbi Gamliel says, every day you should say 18 brachas, I just want to say, why 18? Lama Yurches? Because your spine has 18 vertebrae in the back. That's one of the reasons the Gemara quotes. But the Yerushalmi goes on and says, when you're daven, you should shake all of them. So that's the mokah that he says. And what's the reason? So the Pichadosh has that. The Orcha Shulchan, it's in Memches, Siv Gimel, Kosa Rabbeinu Haramoah, the Nagor medaking with Noah b'shosh akor b'torah dugmas atar shnei b'breses, like we said, v'chein b'shosh mispalin, fine. Torah nikreis eish, the eish tamid misnoeh, and eish always fire, always flickers. Uvatilah shmona esrei eish misnoeh, eish einam misnoeh. By shmona esrei, some people do, some people don't. V'toleh lefi tivo, it depends on your nature. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, v'im b'isnoeh ha'kabana yosef, tov etzlo, nochen misnoeh. If that assists you in kabana, so that's what you should do, you should shakel. V'yesh adam shekavasi yosef, beruah kishomid b'shava legamri. Other people have better kabana when they stand perfectly still. He shouldn't. But call Hashem Shamayim, and everything therefore a person should do with Hashem Shamayim. That's also, I have to finish up, that's also the position of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah mentions in Siman Tzadi Hey, Hilchos Tefila, Mishnah Berurah mentions Sivkot and Zion, Yeshus Noeya B'Shach Tefila Mishum Kol Tzvah Tomah Hashem Mikamocha. That's it. He says you should do it. But back in Siman Memches, commenting on that Ramoah, he writes over there, in Sivkotin Dalid, he writes, I'm sorry, Sivkotin Hey, he writes, Kosovo, he quotes the different opinions, and he writes, Kosovo, I'm Abram, David Kamarov, the Rabbi Kamarov, Vakolif Nimashu Odom, in Mechavin Heiteve Tenu Yisnoea, Vilav Yamod, Kach Uvachi Chavin Libo. And they also mention, but don't do it in the wild ways. So Mishnah Berurah says that also. So that answers your question. It says, even you can do it either way, but not to go too far with it. I just want to end by mentioning, I was thinking, there is one, it could be, anyway, a suggestion, that maybe the question of whether it's proper to, I mean, the bottom line is what the poskim will say, that it matters what produces better kavanah for you. But certainly, clearly, we've demonstrated that kavanah to shakel by davening is an old issue that goes back a long, long time in terms of minhag klal Yisrael. But I was thinking that maybe it really depends what the ikar source is of this practice. And we mentioned at the outset of this year a number of different possible sources for the minhag. So it makes sense to say, like some do, that if the principal source is Kol Atzmos HaTamana Shemi Kamocha, then it's probably better to stand still during the Shemona Esrei. You know, Amid Alef Ne'amelach, and the Baal Shem Tov's idea of the person drowning notwithstanding. You know, but when you're davening ordinarily, so it probably is better to stand still. I remember reading once, and I didn't have a chance to find it on Shabbos, but I remember that I think I read in the biographer of Moshe Feinstein, I think they say that he would stand perfectly still. And remember, I think Moshe used to stand still when he davened. And the story is that he was once, you know, they had a pogrom or whatever it was in his town, so they rounded up him and other people and had to stand. They were told by whatever authorities they were, you got to stand perfectly still. Anyone who moves, you know, is going to get shot. And so I remember sort of the story. And Moshe, he stood perfectly still. I mean, he did not move. And from then on, he understood what it means to be, you know, to stand, you know, in reverence and in fear. So that's how he stood in the Shemoneh Esrei. That's how the story goes. But it could be, so if you hold it, the mocker is Kol Atzmos, huh? I think the Rebbe stood still also, yeah. Although when I saw the Rebbe was at latest, they always had a pit back, so it was hard for him to move anyways. So I don't know if this is the earlier Talmud, I'm not sure. Many of the Gdolei Rosh Yeshivas, I do think stand still. I think that, you know, you see the Rosh Yeshivas stand pretty still. Okay, Rosh Hashanah used to stand pretty still, I think. And I remember seeing it. So I don't know. But certainly if you hold that the mocker is Kol Atzmos HaTamana Shemi Chamocha, so then you could argue that maybe that's only for Shebach and not for the Shemoneh Esrei, it's a middle of the Amelech. But there is whereas if you hold that it has to do with some of the other reasons that we mentioned, you know, some kind of an inspiration, so then maybe it does make sense. Maybe the Machlokas boils down to what the Ikar source is. But I just want to add, there's one other possible source. There's a pasuk that we're familiar with. It's in Parshas Pinchas. We learn it every Rosh Chodesh. It refers to the daily carbon. And it says over there, Olas Tomid, right? Ha'asuya b'har Sinai, b'vivar perek chavches pasuk vav. Talking about the daily carbon, Olas Tomid. It says, Olas Tomid, ha'asuya b'har Sinai, l'rech nichoch Hashem, ishel Hashem. So all the Mefarshim there in Parshas Pinchas, what's this Ha'asuya b'har Sinai? What's Har Sinai got to do with the carbon of Tomid? True, there was a carbon Ola brought at Har Sinai. Right, that's the next week's schedule. So there's a carbon Ola brought at Har Sinai. What is this? Olas Tomid Asuya b'Har Sinai. So the Rav Shofar Hirsch, in his commentary on that pasuk, writes that the Talmud, apparently the Torah is trying to draw a connection to between the daily carbon offering and Har Sinai, that somehow the Har Sinai experience relates to Karbonus. So he says, the altar is called Har Sinai, and the altar with the fire is like the Eish Ochor, the fire of Sinai, and so on. And he says, thereby the Tumid offering would become a constant continuation, daily to be refreshed, of the promise of the vow of Nasev and Ishma, with which the nation met the revelation of the Torah on Sinai and first entered into the bond of the Torah. If you want to tie it from this possibly, the daily carbonus is daily carbon tamid is designed to remind us of our commitment to Har Sinai. That's pshat olas tamid asuri Har Sinai. For the ola is in fact nothing else but the vow and the resolution for constant progress in doing and understanding. So therefore, that's the idea of olas tamid asuri Har Sinai. So I thought maybe we'll give a share about another time. I was doing some research on a minute to say carbonus. You know, many people say carbonus in the morning. What is all the Ezel Mekomon and Psukim all to do with Karbonos? What's that got to do? Why do we say that? For some, it's really, some understand that it's really the Kiyum of Talmud Torah in connection with Brichas HaTorah. We say the Brichas HaTorah and then we learn something. So, but why that? So you could say, well, Tfilos, relates to Karbonos and so on. It's all true. And the truth of the matter is you shouldn't just say the Karbonos. The Mishabur writes in the Bir Halach and Siman Aleph. It's better to understand it and you should try first learn it and so on. So maybe it's like this. Maybe the idea of Karbonos is to remind us of Har Sinai. That's what Rav Shimshon Farish is saying, that Karbonos remind us of our commitment. So now, Mimela, the learning that you should do at the beginning of the day should be a learning that reminds us of our commitment to establish at Har Sinai. I'm saying, if you hold that, now we say the Tfilos, Mokom Tvidin, that our davening is in place of Karbonos. So Mimela, indirectly, even the very act of davening connects us to Har Sinai. It connects us to the Karbonos, which connects us to Har Sinai. So perhaps the Mokor to, even without Hashem Michamocha, even if not Bishas Shemach, even when it's not when you're praising HaKadosh Baruch, even the etzem notion of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that itself maybe is related to Matan Torah, is related to Har Sinai, based on this connection of Olas Tamar Asuba Har Sinai and Tfilos Mokom Tridim Tiknum. So if that's the case, maybe that's another justification for the practice to shakel even through the regular Shemana Esrei, not during the not only during Shiras Tishbachos. Anyway, but the bottom line is people should do whatever it is that generates the most Kavana. Agut Avach. Right, okay, come on.